still have a few people to arrive, but we're going to go ahead and get started so the trains will run on time today. My name is Don Buford. I'm the Executive Director of the Cloud Computing Association, and we want to welcome you to our third annual Cloud in Healthcare and Cloud in Government Conference. We partner with the Distributed Computing Industry Association, DCIA, and Marty Lafferty in putting together the program, and Marty has done a fantastic job, and I think we should give him a round of applause to begin with. So there are a lot of important things to go over today and tomorrow. So Marty, I'm going to let you do an introduction on what everybody can expect over the next couple of days. If you have any questions or need any assistance, we're at the front desk. Feel free to come and ask us. Restrooms, in case you wanted to ask that question, is just past the hotel registration desk and down the stairs. And other than that, I think I've gone over just about everything I need to go over. So welcome, everyone, and hope you have a great 2 days of learning and networking. Thanks.
Thanks, Don. Let's give Don a round of applause, too, for the great job with the venue and meals and everything that went into that. Well, current events are continuing to underscore the timeliness of this conference, as well as the growing interrelatedness of the government and healthcare sectors when it comes to cloud computing. Here are the sessions that we've planned for you over the next 2 days. Two sets of opening keynotes from Amazon Web Services and IBM, and then Google and Verizon will take a broad look at the state of cloud computing adoption, leading trends, and obstacles that have been overcome so far in migrating to the cloud. And by the way, all of our sessions will be recorded and posted online, which we'll promote to delegates first before sharing with the DC Info readers and the public at large. So you don't need to take detailed notes. You'll be able to follow up online. After a networking break, we'll investigate regulatory and legislative issues and then close out our opening plenary with a panel featuring Microsoft, Rackspace, and a few others, SAP, and discuss major issues that still need to be addressed. Next will be our conference luncheon, and then we'll divide into two tracks, government and healthcare, or G-Cloud and H-Cloud, and we will begin by zeroing in on the fundamentals. For each sector, we'll examine service models, deployment models, and architectures, and then have panels on management considerations. These conversations will continue in our mid-afternoon networking break, after which we'll delve into basic practical concerns. We'll address data storage, software applications, and workflow processes in the G-Cloud and H-Cloud, and then close out day one, long day, with implementation strategy panels and a special seminar on direct exchange on the healthcare track. Our networking cocktail reception will immediately follow, the most popular aspect of the conference, with special thanks to platinum sponsors Amazon Web Services and IBM, gold sponsors Acalyst, Esperion, CyrusOne, Falcon Store, General Dynamics, and NetApp, also Oracle, SoftServe, and Verastore Systems. Friday morning, we'll begin with G-Cloud and H-Cloud business strategy keynotes covering vendor selection criteria, task prioritization, and performance metrics, and we'll end that program block with panels on the economics of cloud solutions in the government and healthcare sectors. We'll have a networking break and then our closing plenary with keynotes from Oracle, Falcon Store, Trend Micro, and Verastore Systems. Then a roundtable on final considerations, adding Dell Computer and the author of Securing the Cloud to the discussion. But we want this to be as valuable and stimulating as possible for you. So speakers, be candid, keep it real. Delegates, ask questions, actively participate. We're very glad you're here. Let's have some fun with this. Without further ado, we are very fortunate to have as our opening keynote speaker, Brigadier General Steve Spano, U.S. Air Force, retired, who is General Manager, Defense and National Security for Amazon Web Services Global Public Sector. Retired from the Air Force in September 2011, Steve was formerly the Director of Communications, Headquarters Air Combat Command, Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, responsible for IT vision, policy guidance, and resource allocation, supporting the command's warfighting mission. Prior to that, he served as the CJ-6 for Multinational Forces Iraq, where he was responsible for all IT policy, interoperability, and network operations supporting all joint and coalition forces. Please welcome Steve Spano to Cloud Computing East.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much.